Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The weather we are having at the moment is absolutely ideal. Now, don't get me wrong, it's ideal, I'm told, for the best meteor shower of the year, which happens tonight. David Moore is chairman of Astronomy Ireland and is with me now. Is that true, David? Perfect for this meteor shower?
Absolutely. I was enjoying the lovely conditions at minus 6 Celsius this morning around 6 a.m. before dawn. All trussed up. There's no such thing as bad weather. It's just bad clothing.
Yeah, indeed.
As long as you put on a few layers, you'll be grand.
So I'll take your word for it. Tell me what we can expect then tonight.
Well, this is the best meteor shower of the year. There used to be one in August that was better, the Perseids. Still pretty good, but that seems to have declined over the years. And this one, the Gemini tonight, is increasing. So I was counting one a minute last night, this morning. And I didn't do that well in August earlier in the year. So that seems to be the trend. And we rely on the general public to count the meteors to tell us how many they're seeing, to monitor these showers all year round. So there's a big campaign on our website this week.
So you don't need a telescope or anything like that?
That's the great thing. All you need is this lovely weather, clear skies. And there wasn't a cloud in the sky last night. That's quite rare in Ireland. About one in nine nights is that good. We're hoping to get two of them in a row, which is even rarer. So to have the best meteor shower and the best observing conditions, people would be crazy not to get out. Just wrap up well. There's not much of a wind chill factor. So although the temperatures sound low, it's not as bad as it was, say, plus one or two, and it was windy. That could actually hurt more.
Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely with a nice hot chocolate or a cocoa gazing at the stars? And boy, what a show they will put on. What causes a meteor shower, David?
Well, it's bits of rocks and dust in space. In the case of this particular shower, it's caused by what we call a rock comet. That's actually an asteroid that gets so close to the sun, seven times closer than us, that it actually boils chips of the rock off the surface. And so as the rock comet's been around the sun dozens, maybe thousands of times, it's left debris all around its orbit. So although we're not ever going to hit this particular object, Phaeton is its name, we do hit the debris that's spread out from its orbit. So we're plowing through this debris cloud. We were dead center in it at 1 p.m. today. So last night and tonight will be the best nights to see roughly 20 times more meteors than you'd see on a normal night. So the moon will be up late in the evening. So when you're viewing like that, you probably only expect two or three meteors an hour. But I was getting one a minute, sometimes two a minute, but then a break of 2 or 3 minutes, a bit like buses in that regard. So just, you know, get your eyes used to the dark. Stay outside for at least 15 minutes. Wrap up well, as I said, and count the number of meteors every 15 minutes. Send it into Astronomy Ireland. That has great scientific use.
You have me convinced, I must say. I'm definitely going to view this because I was in Connemara recently last weekend, and the crisp clarity of the sky and the stars, I did, without knowing all of you said, of what you said, I did stop in my tracks and look upward, gazed upwards for a long, long time. Look, thanks for the heads up, so to speak. David Moore, chairman of Astronomy Ireland. Míle buíochas leat.